And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the podcasts are up there. Latest news, videos. Everything is definitely there. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's the Sean Green Show. You know what? We had a very jam-packed show today. One thing I definitely want to talk about was, you know, getting older and, you know, baby boomers and millennials and, you know, other and stuff like that. Now, a lot of people don't know what millennials are. I'm still trying to, you know, grasp the whole definition of millennials. So I figure I get an expert to talk about millennials. Dr. Jeffrey Arnett is the psychologist from Clark University in Massachusetts. And he did a lot of studies on millennials, and I'm going to bring a man on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, for those who don't understand who millennials are, can you give us a brief background on who they are and why we call them millennials?
Well, the user refers to people who were born around 1980, and so they entered adulthood around the beginning of the new millennium. And so by now they'd be in their late 20s to early 30s.
Oh, okay, great. Now, you did a couple of polls, and in your latest poll, it pretty much found that most millennials between those ages are actually happier, you know, because, you know, back, you know, in the day, like in the 80s and like 90s, most people that were in between those ages were kind of miserable with life. And it seems like the study you did, they're actually happier. Is there any particular reason why?
Well, they're pretty happy overall, I think. I mean, a bit happier than I thought they would be, honestly. I did this survey of 25 to 39-year-olds that I just finished it. The Clark University poll of established adults. And the majority of them, 83%, say this time of my life is fun and exciting. They agreed with that statement. 77% said at this time of my life, I have a lot of freedom. So close to 9 out of 10 said, I'm confident that eventually I'll get what I want out of life. So there's a lot of optimism, a lot of feeling good about life. But it's more complicated than that, too. Half of them say that they've not been able to find the kind of job they really want. And well, one thing that was really striking to me was that 61% said they agreed with the statement, I wish I had obtained more education than I have now. So I think a lot of them, they, you know, when they were younger, when they were maybe graduating high school or after a little bit of college, they figured that was enough school, they're tired of school, they're going to go out and work, and thinking at the time that they were making pretty good money. But after some time out there and their wages not going up, they find that they really need more education than they thought they would.
Wow. And based on your study of millennials, do you think they're more self-entitled nowadays as so the baby boomers? Because I know the baby boomers, they're more, in my sense of dealing with them, they're more prone to get out and get what they want. As opposed right. to whining about it.
Yeah, I think there's truth to that, Sean. But I think it's important not to confuse their confidence with selfishness. I've been studying them for the last 15 to 20 years, and I've never found that a lot of them are selfish. I've never found that that's something that characterizes a lot of them. And in this latest survey, this Clark poll of established adults, you know, they were really idealistic. For example, 82% agreed that it's important to me to have a career that does some good in the world.
Okay.
And that doesn't sound like selfishness at all. I mean, on the contrary, that sounds like idealism and people who care about contributing to the world around them.
Now, you mentioned earlier about millennials kind of after high school and after maybe some college that they may you know, may drop out and just go into the work sector. You know, when they find out that, you know, I have to earn more money, I need to get more education, do you feel that that's kind of a disservice to them, or do you think that break is kind of needed so they can experience the real world and they can figure it out for themselves?
Well, I think you got a point there. I mean, it is to get out. It is good to get out and take a break from school sometimes and get some experience in the work world so you really maybe develop a better idea of what you really want to do. But one thing that I'm really struck by, Sean, is that it's just gotten so important to have education beyond high school. You know, 50 years ago, you could go into a manufacturing plant of some kind. You know, I grew up in Detroit. You could go into the automobile plants in those days, make a lot of money without much education. But those jobs are pretty much gone. And I think as a society, we really need to think more about how we can help all young people get the education they need. Because when they don't get the education, they're more likely to end up unemployed or underemployed. So it's really something we should think about making more of an investment in as a society to give everybody the opportunity to get the education they need.
Wow, and there you have it. Dr. Jeffrey Arnett, developmental psychologist from Carleton University in Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us. That was a lot of good information. Make sure you follow Clark University on Twitter. It's at Clark University. Dr. Arnett, thanks for joining us, man.
You're welcome, Sean. My pleasure.
And we'll be back right after this.